now. 244 flight cancellations so far, tens of thousands of passengers affected, and then the uncertainty still for numerous others booked with Aer Lingus over this summer season. There are fears that the disruption could escalate further with no resolution to the dispute over pilots' pay and pilots refusing to rule an all-out strike. 1 week on since the negotiations with management and the union ended, tensions appear more fraught. So what now for the chances of finding a resolution to this dispute? And in the meantime, what price are the passengers having to pay with possible upheaval to their summer holiday and other travel plans? In just a moment, we will speak to Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Aer Lingus, who's here. But first, let's hear what the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been saying about this dispute. And he was speaking to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, in Brussels a little earlier.
Well, I think it is shocking the degree to which the needs of those who travel are being, in my view, ignored in the context of this dispute. And I think both sides, there's only one way to resolve this, is through negotiations and getting around the table. It is that simple, by the way. And all disputes end. And the most effective way that they end is by utilising the industrial relations machinery that we have available in the state, which is WRC, the Labour Court. And the Labour Court did issue a recommendation, an interim one, which does form the basis, in my view, for further negotiations.
And Donal Moriarty, good morning. You heard the Taoiseach there echoing the urgency around getting this resolved and saying that it's actually quite simple. What would you say in response?
I couldn't agree more, actually, with the Taoiseach, and in particular his reference to utilising the industrial relations framework of the state. Aer Lingus has been seeking to have meaningful direct negotiations with IALPA to resolve this dispute. Unfortunately, to date, IALPA have been unwilling to discuss the very things that could lead to a resolution. Those things would be essentially looking at pay, but also looking at productivity and flexibility that could build their pay beyond the 12.25% agreed with all other collectively bargained groups.
Now, they speak about those as preconditions, and they did refer to them directly in response to your latest correspondence yesterday requesting talks to resume. They said that those preconditions, they would almost hinder the discussions and they would not be conducive to open discussions. Can you understand if they could be set aside in any way?
Well, they're not preconditions. Actually, they're actually the normal way in which industrial relations negotiations on pay take place. It's actually a precondition on IALPA's part to refuse to engage in the normal industrial relations process and form of discussion in that regard. There was an expert on the This Week show yesterday who said precisely that. And the precondition essentially being set by IALPA is that they will only discuss the dispute in the context of their 24% pay claim and a refusal to discuss the very things that could increase their pay beyond what's already on offer to them.
Now, with IALPA's stance, it is saying that claims that Aer Lingus has made, it has said it has repeatedly sought to engage with the union, that it has repeatedly sought to engage with the union were not accurate, and it says that it has been made available for all meetings. So there's been a lot of to and fro in terms of the exchanges between both. Without consensus towards negotiations at this stage, there are other issues emerging in the backdrop. You said yesterday there's an enormous increase in short notice pilot illness, and IALPA said you've set up a pilot sickness review committee, which is not in the agreement, and that you're contacting each individual pilot who they believe is excessively sick. Is this what's happening?
Not at all, actually. We've seen an enormous spike in short notice pilot sickness over the last number of months. We've had to cancel 56 flights since the start of the year because of that, 14 alone last weekend. We were very concerned about that. We've written to IALPA about it last week. And interestingly, since we wrote to them, pilot short notice sickness has returned to normalised levels, which is a good thing.
Now, IALPA said pilot sickness is a significant legal thing because a pilot, obviously, by law, cannot be in control of an aircraft when they are sick. But let's move to the victims of this. This is the passengers. We heard the Taoiseach there speaking about the impact that they're facing. We have 244 flight cancellations confirmed. Is that as it stands now? Is there any indication there will be more this week and obviously into next week with that indefinite work to rule?
There may very well be more. The issue with the industrial action served on Aer Lingus is that it's ongoing. It's continuing on an indefinite basis. So the cancellations that have been made so far are for for a block of 5 days from Wednesday of this week to Sunday. We've had to make a particularly large number of cancellations on Saturday because there's a strike action on Saturday for 8 hours. So we've had to cancel 120 flights alone on Saturday. So unfortunately, this the insidious nature of this industrial action has the capacity to result in very much more cancellations over the coming weeks if it's not resolved.
Could it be the case with the work to rule, with pilots not working overtime or beyond their published rosters, that passengers could actually find themselves at the gate and being told that their flight is cancelled?
That is a possibility, unfortunately. Because of the nature of the industrial action, there could be close-in cancellations caused by pilot unavailability and refusal to work to their contractual flexibility that they have. So that is absolutely possible, unfortunately.
Now, the pilots have not ruled out all-out strike action. You have 40,000 people being flown on Aer Lingus flights every day. What would that look and how would the airline cope in terms of relying on other aircraft, manned aircraft and other contingency measures?
Well, just to give you a sense, over the last number of days, we've been working very hard to reaccommodate all the passengers that have been disrupted to date. So of the 35,000 passengers disrupted, we've managed to reaccommodate or refund or rebook 80% of those, and we're looking to do the same with the remaining passengers. So the disruption will be significant. We would look to engage with other airlines, partner airlines, hire in aircraft to minimise the damage that's been done to our customers in the summer. But it's very difficult to do that because the action has been timed in the peak of summer when that availability is difficult to find.
Can I ask at this stage, are all the people on those 244 flights, have they been notified at this stage?
They've all been notified of the cancellation of their flights. We're working through, as I said, the reaccommodation and the options available to those passengers.
And then what about all of those passengers who are booked from next Monday onwards? The uncertainty there, the advice really was to sit and wait to hear from the airline. But understandably, as you can imagine, people are booking alternative flights. That's having another effect because it's taking the flight that perhaps the person who has had a flight cancellation needs to book. So there's utter chaos across the sector. We're hearing it right across from travel agents and other airlines.
Unfortunately, that is the reality, but it's the insidious nature and the indefinite nature of this industrial action that's causing that. I would like to say, actually, in the context of the Tánaiste's comments, if IALPA FORSA are unable or incapable of entering into meaningful direct discussions to resolve this, they should use the state framework to resolve it. The Labour Court, the Workplace Relations Commission, and this morning we're calling upon FORSA in particular to agree to returning to those institutions to resolve this dispute in the interests of our passengers. And we're calling upon them to do that this morning.
And how would you respond to IALPA's comments that they feel the company has become very aggressive towards them and with accusations as well in relation to breaching social media protocols and pilots being contacted individually and describing very difficult situations for the pilots at this time?
Everything we're doing in terms of engaging with IALPA is to protect the interests of our customers. We've seen an extraordinary level of disruption inflicted upon our customers over the recent past, and it's ongoing and intensifying with this industrial action. So everything we're doing is in the interest of protecting our customers and trying to minimise the impact of this action upon them.
Now, you said earlier the preconditions, the flexibility and productivity were not preconditions, mm-hmm. but really they are set out as certain factors to be considered when the pilots are looking for this 24% pay rise. Is there any, at any stage as this continues and as the crisis worsens, that those may be taken out of the negotiations?
All of our other collectively bargained groups have agreed to a 12.25% pay increase. Pilots have an ambition for a 24% pay increase. Aer Lingus is perfectly willing to engage in proposals that would see their pay increase additionally beyond 12.25%. But we have to be able to talk about the things that can do that. Currently, unfortunately, IALPA are unwilling to talk about those things.
Well, both sides say they're willing to talk, including IALPA. So if they are willing to talk, when would you hope that perhaps this can be resolved and just get back to the table? Do you see this week as a possibility?
We would certainly hope that IALPA will look at their approach in terms of talking about the things that could resolve this dispute and re-engage with us during the course of this week to try to resolve it. That's in our interests. If they're unable, unwilling or incapable of doing that, we should enter the Labour Court or the Workplace Relations Commission, and we're calling upon them to be willing to do that this week.
Okay, Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Aer Lingus, thank you very much for being in studio.